Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Desmore Semios is a keenly sought-after podcaster, keynote speaker on resilience, and director at Red Team Solutions with a keen focus on media and PR. Desmore has held previous roles as a producer, newsreader, and radio host, as well as writing her own TV show, which was aired on community TV. Desmore understands how to engage her audience through incorporating both her broadcasting background and her natural ability to speak to the hearts and minds of people. With a friendly, approachable, easy-to-talk-to and vibrant personality, Desmore has become a much-loved presenter and speaker, sharing her light and warmth both on stage and in person. Hi, Desmore. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. This is so lovely being on your podcast. It's an honour, absolute honour.
You are so welcome, and I'm really excited about talking about our theme today of resilience. But First, do you want to get in and just tell our listeners who you actually are, what you do, and how you got to this point?
What I do, my background is in media, so I've dabbled in different roles in the media industry, radio, television, podcasting, blogging, and now I'm the PR and media director for Red Team Solutions, and I also do motivational speaking with a keen interest in the topic of resilience. And as I said before, we had this chat, resilience is so close to my heart, and it's through trial and error and what I've learned over my own life experience that I'm so passionate about the topic of resilience.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it, to talk about these themes? And as you say, it is from our life experiences.
Yeah. So
for the listeners who don't know, you know, we hear this word bandied around all the time, resilience. Do you want to just talk a bit more about, from your experience, what that means?
For me, in my experience, resilience is very much a mental attitude. You know, and having a purpose and a vision and a goal that's greater than you, because I think we can all relate to times that things get tough, adversity, challenges, setbacks, obstacles, and that could be a relationship, it could be financial, it could be health, it could be, you know, a different myriad of things. And some days things get hard. Some days you have to find that strength within you to keep on going when you don't feel like, you know, moving forward, and you go, what am I doing? Things. And so I think what I've learned about resilience is having that mental capacity to ask yourself the right questions. And that right questions for me was always, how can I learn? How can I grow through this? Because whether I choose, Leanne, to do something about it or not, I'm still going to go through it. Time is not going to stand still and wait for me to pick myself up. However, if you ask yourself the right questions, how can I learn from this experience that can make my skin a little bit tougher? How can I learn from this experience so that I get the tools, the knowledge, and the wisdom to move forward? And if by any chance I encounter similar experiences, I would have learned and become more confident within myself to move through it. So that, I'm so passionate about it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, we do see a lot of stuff out there saying, oh, you know, it's like a bucket. You've got only a certain amount of energy in that. But what I'm finding, it's not just that. It's more about what you're saying is like having a purpose, doing things for yourself. Because it's when you're giving away all that energy, all your, like what you've got to give, you give it away, then you've got nothing left for yourself, have you?
Yeah. And it's also recognizing your own self-worth, because how often, Leanne, I love that you said about energy. How often do we back ourselves? How often do we invest in our own self-worth, our own self-esteem? How often do we give ourselves those prep talks when we go through a difficult situation to go, I have this, I've got this, I have what it takes? And I think it's that internal dialogue too, when you're going through different things, is to have that entire internal dialogue and say, you know what? What do I need to do to look after myself? What do I need to do to build myself? What confidence, or what do I need to do to increase my own confidence? And I think so much, Leanne, comes back to your own sense of self and your own self-worth and your own energy and your own internal dialogue that can help you to adjust your sails through all of the different myriads, like as I said, adversity, setbacks, challenges, and it could just help you navigate through those spaces.
Yeah, because we're going to come across those times, aren't they,
Oh,
with the
Leanne.
challenges coming out? And it's just having those tools or strategies that come from within. Like, and I
Yeah,
call it like having
yeah.
that inner balance within so that you're really grounded in that so you can cope with whatever the world throws at you.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not going to break. And that example, like I've read the example of the bamboo that bounces back, and it bounces back stronger. And you said it perfectly. Leanne, there's no way you can experience life by sitting in a corner and keeping yourself safe. There's that saying that says a ship is safe in the harbor, but that's not what it's built for. We don't build resilience when we exempt ourselves through fear to not go through things. We're actually resilience is built through trial, error, experiences, and put exposing yourself to different things, and that's how you build resilience.
Yeah, because we learn from every experience, don't we? And so we take on those learnings and go, okay, well, I'm not going to do this again because this already happened.
Exactly right. You become stronger, your skin becomes a little bit tougher. But you know what's happening there, Leanne, is that you're backing yourself. And I don't know, when you experience having a little win and you go, I did that. Oh my gosh, Desmo, you did that. Oh, high five. And then it just gives you that little, that kick to go, I'm actually stronger than I thought I was. And you can do this,
Yeah, definitely. And it's about not hiding as like your head in the sand isn't like the ostrich, because when you do that, that's when you will lose your energy. You will actually not be resilient. You'll actually let everything come in on you because you're not addressing what's going on.
I agree fully. Yeah, and I also think, Leanne, there's like the other thing that I was thinking about on the topic of resilience is also that with certain different external circumstances, like for example, it could be a country that has, for example, been hit by different socio-economical factors, poverty, all the rest of it. By default, people have to become resilient. It's not even, do I want to be resilient here? Do I feel like being resilient? It's a matter of survival. It's a matter of what do I need to do to get through this mentally with the right attitude. And by default, the community builds resilience. By default, the individual builds resilience. But then to someone else, it might be, oh my gosh, you're so resilient. And the person goes, what? Oh, do you think I'm resilient? Oh, I didn't know that I was resilient. I just assumed that this is what I needed to do to survive.
Yes. So what about if we talk about the people that we've seen were resilient, not high? They've given away all their energy, and that you've obviously seen people out there who haven't. What are the sort of things that happen to, and I know that a lot of women is who are my clients that we see it. What do you see happening with them when their resilience is low?
It's hard to get back up. And I wish I could give a whole thesis, but when your resilience is low, it is hard to find the strength to pick yourself up. And when you don't have the strength to pick yourself up, that it has a domino effect on your whole life. It has a domino effect on your mind, on your body, and on your soul. And it's taxing to find the reason and the purpose to put one foot in front of the other. And so, once again, like we said about energy, and it comes back to, I think everything comes back to the sense of self. When you have that self-esteem, and I'm not saying people are going to be optimistic and happy all the time, and because like things happen in life, and sometimes it will bring you to your knees. There are trauma, there are tragedy, there are financial difficulties, there's health difficulties, there's different things that will have people question. I don't even have the energy today to see a positive outcome. And then that's where your resilience is low. And that's what comes back to, as you said, with the energy, filling your cup and asking yourself the right questions. It's like your immunity. When your immune system is healthy and strong, the little soldiers in there are ready to be your pillars of strength. But when they are fatigued and they're tired and they just can't fight that battle anymore, is slowly but surely killing them. And that's the same concept with getting up. If you don't have that mental strength or you don't have that energy, it's going to affect everything. So without resilience, I would say it's very hard to pick yourself up, and that can have an impact on everything.
And I found also that it's the unrealistic expectations we put on ourselves, isn't it? Like it's the,
Leanne, so true.
Yeah, it's the women who have a baby and think they have to get back to a certain way within, you know, a really quick time. It's unrealistic. Society does the same thing to us, doesn't it? The media does. It puts these unrealistic expectations out there. And when we start listening to those expectations and thinking, I have to be super mum, I have to be a super partner, I have to be whatever, super and do everything perfectly, I have to cook all these meals. When they do that, that actually lowers resilience too.
And I think it's so such a great point that you made, Leanne, because, you know, we it's that expectation, and that goes so much bigger than resilience. And I think that that question is constantly feeling like you're not enough. And I think we hear this so often, don't we? You know, that one question, we are not enough. And I think oftentimes when we look around us, we see people who look like they just are so perfect and they're so well put together, and their lives look like it's just absolute. And you're sitting there going, I just bawled my eyes out in the shower. I feel like I'm not enough. I don't feel, you know, like I have it all together. I'm off to a meeting and I've had a really crappy day and I burst out crying in the car because I'm like, and the mascara is running. And I think it comes back to that question of knowing that you are enough. And that's hard, though. As you said, you know, even with the media and all the rest of it, sometimes it would be nice if we see more transparent, honest content where someone, I'm not saying people are going to air their dirty laundry, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying sometimes it would be nice to see people that we look up to look like normal people going through normal things, you know, and that, I think, in human connection just makes us feel more like we're part of a tribe. Because I don't know about you, but when I see perfection around me, it definitely doesn't encourage me to open up. I go, oh, no. I'm not going to open up because I might come across as weak or vulnerable. Well, you never know. The other person might be going through 10 times, you know, a battle, a struggle, but they just appear to have it all together. So, yeah, we could have this discussion all day long, Leanne.
I know. And something that comes to mind is that we have these days of like asking, are you okay day and things like that, because people are not talking about it, are they? Like they're not having conversations because they think, oh no, I don't want to be vulnerable, or people will think less of me or judge me, you know, in a certain, you know, environment.
Yeah. And it's interesting that we even have a are you okay day. You know, it strikes me that, you know, in the human capacity, when we look at tribes, and often I see this, I'm from Cape Town, South Africa, and I see that people might not have that much in certain areas, but they have the ability and capacity to knock on the other person's door and say, do you need anything? Are you okay? It's a natural instinct. It's just a tribal collective mindset that if, you know, someone's going to fall, I'm going to be there. I don't know. It's just inherently so. So I'm really amazed that we have to ask people, are you okay? But then what is that saying about how we as a globe and humanity, how are we evolving? Because when we see perfect scenarios, it's like we said before, it's hard to relate. I can't relate to someone who looks like they just, you know, perfect 24/7. I'm surely not going to open up to a friend when I see her best showreels on Instagram, and I'm going to think to myself, how are you possibly going to understand what I'm going through? So it does break down the barriers of being vulnerable and being able to share from the heart space how you're genuinely feeling, not the perfect version of you, but how you're genuinely feeling within, without being judged.
That's
without
right.
being judged.
Yeah. And I've seen people putting out there on social media, they put a post out genuinely wanting some help with something.
Yeah.
And they have to put in a disclaimer, no judgment here, please, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so sad to think, because they're worried about people trolling and putting negative comments and not really understanding the full situation. That really saddens me that we see that.
But then what do you think, Leanne, happens behind closed doors? It must be mentally tough when you don't know, for example, the extent of why someone's putting something on social media. You have no idea that maybe they're doing that because that's the only way that they know how to communicate that, can you please help me? I'm really hurt. I don't know what to do. And then the last thing they want to do when they're thinking about that is, oh yeah, I'm going to be judged. I'm going to be criticized. I'm going to come across as being weak. I'm going to come across as not having all my ducks in a row. You know, it's a tough one, Leanne. It's really tough.
Yeah, and like I've really thought about this for a long time now, and I do believe it is that what you were talking about before. We don't have that tribe. We don't have that.
Yeah, Leanne.
It's that disconnect, like even from our neighbours and our communities. So many people are just getting up in the morning, going to work. You come back in the house, you shut it up, and you have dinner, and you go to sleep. You don't even know who your neighbours are.
Leanne, you don't even know if your neighbour just had a heart attack or if your neighbour is still alive next to you. And that, Leanne, honestly, heart and soul, that is scary.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I feel like as human beings, we love connecting. How, you know, when you're sitting in a tribe that feeds your soul, you feel like you just won a lot. I don't know about you. I feel like I've won the lotto.
Yes.
When I'm around my friends and my family and we're having a good old talk and there's no expectations or the food is going, as in Cape Town, they say the braai is going over here, you know, my husband and son and our dog. And so there's something that happens that it's internal joy that this is what we're meant to do, right? We're meant to connect. I maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think we're meant to be sitting in isolation with the only form of communication being a device. I don't know. I think that affects your mental health. I could be wrong, but I think it has a big impact on your mental health.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because it's an isolating thing that we do now. We're just going onto a little bit of technology. We're not having that heart-to-heart connection. So what we do when we isolate ourselves is that we don't look after ourselves. We get all those negative thoughts. The inner critic starts going round and round and round. And how can we be resilient if we're letting all these this negativity come in and we're not actually connecting with someone to actually let that out?
Yes, and as we said with resilience, I love using the tribe mentality, or the fact that, for example, in a tribe or a nucleus or cluster of people that's supportive, you might be having a really crappy day, or you might go through different obstacles that's really taxing on you. And it might be that someone in the tribe might say, you know what? It's not that bad. You know, pick yourself up. You know, how are you feeling today? Talk to me. Mm. You know, and as you're talking to someone, you go, because I don't know about you, but it's like listening to yourself speak and go, actually, it's not that bad. There's something about letting it out that almost feels like, and then the other person says, you're stronger than this. You can do it. It's, you go, I know all of those things, but someone's saying it, you know, just it's like someone giving you that invisible, the strings, like pulling you by the invisible strings and lifting you up and going, you'll be okay. Mm. Nothing is that difficult. And you almost feel this invisible energy pulling you up and you go, yeah, this feels so good for my soul. Yeah. I get so excited. It's the most beautiful feeling when you feel that no matter what you are going through in life, that it's not the end of you.
Yeah.
It's not the end of you. And you're going to look back at that experience and you're going to say, you know what? I have learnt. I have grown. And today I am a wise woman for it. Run!
And even just you saying that, you can feel the different energy, can't you? Like, rather than keeping internalizing and saying the negative stuff, when you put it out there, as you say, even if you're just standing by yourself and you put it out there,
yes,
talk to one other person, it has a different energy. You get it out there. And yeah, quite often I said, oh God, that was a stupid thought. Once you verbalize it again, that's not right.
Why did I think that?
Yes.
But Leanne, it's perspective as well, yes, isn't it? Because when we in a situation, it is so hard. I thought about this the other day, actually, when I thought about your podcast. I visualized someone in a maze. And they go, I can't get out of the maze. I can't get out of the maze. And there's a helicopter above them. And you have your earpiece in. And the person says, the exit is right there. You go left, you go right. And you go, but I can't see it. I'm between the maze. And I think that's the same thing. Speaking to someone, sometimes they go, but you're right there. Can't you see it? You go, no, I can't because I'm in it. I can't. And I feel like sometimes speaking to a friend, and that's also building resilience. Resilience is not just, oh, I'm going to get through this and I'm going to gung-ho and, you know, pick myself up again. You know, the gentle approach to that is, I'm going through a tough day. I don't know what to do. I feel shattered. I feel broken. I feel alone. I feel isolated. Can I call someone that I can trust to just be my strength when I don't have that strength within myself to pick me up, to pick myself up, to pick my soul up? And that changes everything. And not everyone has access to that, unfortunately. That's why so many people think that they are going through things in isolation and makes it difficult.
Yeah, and it is important, that acknowledgement that you have got something going on for you rather than just closing up to what's going on around you.
Yeah. But
also having the tools and strategies, I think, to know then, I'm having a bad day. What sort of things can I do? So if you've known in advance that, okay, I'm going to have a little bit of a pity party for myself today, that's okay, because I know this afternoon I'll get up and I'll go for a walk. So it's having those tools and strategies, saying, okay, I'm acknowledging that this is going on for me at the moment. I'm going to do something for myself, or I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to ignore it.
Yeah. And deal with it. Mm. And also maybe take a step back. And I have all these anecdotes, and I was walking the other day and I thought about when I was in high school, I was working at a retail store and I was merchandising the store, the lingerie department. I was putting the fixtures on and the wall was white and I was standing right in front of it. And I could not for the life of me see where things are going. And a senior merchandiser came by and she said, "Desmore, you need to take a couple of steps back." And I said, "Why do I have, I just want to get," she said, no, "it's perspective."
Yes.
Okay. It's perspective. And I had taken 5 steps back and I saw the white wall. I looked at the fixtures. I went, "That's where the fixtures, that's where this needs to be housed." But then from that day onwards, I remembered that life is a matter of perspective. And now when you're going through those really challenging times or whatnot, maybe it could be, like you said, go for a walk or spend time in nature. I personally take my shoes off. I know this sounds really weird, but I take my shoes off and I actually sit in nature and I get dead still. And I just visualize that I'm getting perspective. And as I'm visualizing me, I visualize me almost removing myself from the situation. And then I bring myself back home to myself and I go, "What do I have to do to adjust my sails to get through this?" And so I think the perspective and like you said, going for that walk, doing something, just to feed it back into you and to build your energy and to build that sense of awareness that, okay, my cup is a little bit filled after going for that walk. Okay, I can do this. You know, and it's hard though when people are in a difficult situation. I mean, it's easier. We can talk about this all day long.
Yeah.
When someone is physically in a situation where they have to access resilience, as you know, it's, they can't see the wood from the trees. And I fully understand that.
Yeah. And when you say nature, that's one of my big ones, because I do a lot of coaching with women and getting them off that road to burnout, you know. And so to be able to turn that around, you can't do things fully spinning around at 100 miles an hour. You need to start looking at your life and start acknowledging stuff. And I feel like getting out of nature, just doing what you said, is the first step, because you're getting out there, you get a different feeling when you're out there, you can become more present and you can appreciate so much more what's around you.
Yeah, I fully agree. So I always say it's so good for your soul. And I think the other key thing to building resilience that I've personally, Leanne, experienced in my life, and once again, it's, and I'm so passionate about this, is trusting my inner guidance. Mm. And I know for some people, I've had this conversation, they go, "Desmore, what is inner guidance?" I'm like, "Really? You talk about this thing called intuition." And I go, "But that for me is like my inner GPS." Yeah. As I would turn on the GPS in my car when I'm going somewhere and I don't know where I'm going, that is the same essence that my inner, that many a times, I bet you that we speak to people, I have, and they go, "If only I had listened, something was telling me on that day that I should have gone here, but I was so stubborn, I was so forthright, I ignored the signs," and bam, the worst case scenario happened. And I think with resilience too, and this was interesting in the event the other night, it's also knowing when to move forward and when to quit. And I'm not saying quit as in a bad thing. I'm saying sometimes our willpower is so strong that we become so stubborn, and maybe that thing was not supposed to work.
Yeah.
And every ounce of your life is saying, can you let this go, or I'm going to force you to let this go. And I'm going to make this whole thing like a boulder that you are going to be pushing up a mountaintop. And sometimes we have to look at resilience. Is this something that intuitively is worth the energy, is worth the willpower, is worth the investment? Or is this just something that I'm just not willing to let go because I'm just so stubborn?
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, as you say, we could talk all day on this. I love this topic, but we've come to the end. But, you know, would you be able to let the listeners know, if they want to contact you or find out more about what you do, where's the best place to contact you?
So the best place to contact me is on Desmore Media. So it's www.desmoremedia.com.
Thanks so much, Desmore.
Thank you. I really enjoyed being on your podcast.
Igniters, how awesome is the fabulous Desmore? Her passion shines through. Desmore is vibrant and so on the ball with resilience. If you want to find out more about Desmore, go to www.desmoremedia.com. For more about resilience and getting that inner balance, go to my website, www.leanneblaney.com.